Jesus would then be a rabbi whose smicha came not only through John from God, but came from God himself. And that would make Jesus one of a kind when it comes to having smicha. I love that. I love being a disciple of the only rabbi in history whose smicha came from Bat Kol, from the voice from heaven to say, this is my son, and I'll follow him anywhere. And no matter what his teaching is, I'll accept it because it comes with the very authority of God, as I understand it. Anyway, it's those rabbis who had disciples. Now that you need to file away. Not ordinary rabbis had disciples. Not every teacher had disciples. Disciples were of the great rabbis. Now here's the question. How did you become a disciple? What was a disciple? Well, I'm going to skip through this real quick because my time is running so fast. Jesus is called a rabbi by six or seven different people, kinds of people. So we're real sure that they would have thought of him as a rabbi, even though in those days it was more a term of respect than, say, reverend or pastor or father might be to a clergyman today. So Jesus was called rabbi by all those people. It was those rabbis, remember, who had smicha, like Jesus, who had disciples. Now the Hebrew word for disciple is talmid. Say talmid. Plural, talmidim. Say talmidim. Okay? Talmidim. Now we use the word disciple. If somebody said to me, in all your study of the culture, what one thing rocked your boat the most over what you grew up with, because of my ignorance, not because I was taught wrong, but because I was, it's disciple. It blew my mind to walk into the disciple world. I lived as a disciple of a rabbi for a period of time. It just absolutely floored me. And my students in school will tell you I rarely use the word disciple, not because it isn't a good word, but because I think we've so drained it of its content that we use it for the person who's curious or somewhat involved. I was in a church recently. The bulletin said, discipleship training, 6 Wednesday nights for an hour and a half. Now, I'm sure what they did for those 6 Wednesday nights was fantastic. That isn't discipleship. That's not even curiosity to a Jew. That's just tasting with your fingertips. It's not even close to discipleship. So I like to use the word talmid. If disciple kind of communicates somebody who's interested, somebody who wants to know more, somebody who wants to learn what the rabbi has to teach, a talmid, by definition, is somebody who more than anything else in the whole world wants to be what the rabbi is. Your whole life is consumed with a fire to want to be like your rabbi. Not in personality, no two people can be alike, and they believed in the individuality of the person. But in your walk with God, more than anything else, you want to be like your rabbi. You watch everything he does. You get up when he gets up. You go to bed when he goes to bed. You follow him as close as you possibly can, because no matter what, you want to be in your walk with God just like your rabbi. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you, this is rhetorical, means don't answer it here. How many of you think of yourselves as disciples? See, if I would have asked that at the beginning tonight, I would have gotten most hands. Are you sure? How badly do you want to be like Jesus? Do you wake up with it? Do you go to sleep with it? Do you find it's on your mind constantly? How can I be more like Jesus? If you don't, be careful how you use the word disciple. Disciple is a total engagement in every fiber of your body. Whoever is in Jesus must walk as Jesus walked. That's a disciple. And anything less than that is not discipleship. Now, how did you become one of those? Well, in Galilee, it's a process. Real quick, you went to school. Now, be careful. I'm going to put this up here. You're welcome to take notes, to listen to the CDs later. But realize there were no laws that said you had to go to school. So this was what scholars think was the practice.